This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
6PR. Yeah, with Carl and Brad, fieslines.com.au. Back to your calls and SMSs shortly, but another solid win by the Fremantle Dockers, 6-0 they are. Their coach, Ross Lyon, joins us. G'day, Roscoe.
Good evening, Brad.
Nice 28-point win. I mean, you must be pleased the way the boys are tracking at the minute.
Yeah, it's certainly not perfect, but we've worked hard to get 6 wins on the board, and always we come out of the game, things to work on, but we feel we're improving in a lot of areas.
Clear something up for me. I was unable to get Carl and the team's call on the weekend, so I was forced to watch Fox Sports, and some of the expert comments were getting a bit critical of the team because he felt as though they'd switched off and that you'd instructed them to slow down and, you know, maybe conserve energy, etc. Surely that's not right.
Well, no, that's not what we're about. We certainly we had some concerns with our backs. It's a long, hard season, so we want to look after them. So we did a few different things with rotations that sort of muddled us up a little bit, starting 2 backs on the bench, and we let our midfielders go a lot longer than we normally would to look after our backs. So we lost a bit of structure at times in front of the ball. And simply Essendon, you know, we put Main down back and a few of those things. But Essendon won the ball around the midfield really well. But look, when you work, I've watched it today. In the third quarter, I just thought we dominated the third, and really, we should have probably been 100 points at three quarter time, more. So when you work that hard, to do that to another league team and a good league team, it means you're going to expend some energy. So human nature is, we don't want to, but you'll tune off a little bit. But I thought it was a really good win against quality, and we're not worried about the last 30 minutes at all, to be truthful.
Well, the good part is, Ross, is that you've smashed clubs in the last 3 weeks, from what I've seen anyway at home, and you've probably had the opportunity to take your foot off the pedal a little bit. Maybe it got a little bit close in one of those cases, but in the end, you have had to and been able to put your foot back on the accelerator when you've needed to. So they've been comfortable wins from where I've sat in the commentary box watching you live.
Well, I've had big last quarters against Sydney, you know, where we needed to get going, and we controlled general play and entry. Certainly Geelong, we ran out really. We won 3 last quarters and 3. Yeah, and West Coast, their last quarter, they wasn't so much. The third was solid. The last quarter was a bit like the weekend. So, well, there's a bit in it, but we'd like to. I think the competition, I mean, GWS kicked 5-7 against the back-to-back premier. That's how hard it is to put 4 quarters together. And teams, there are big momentum shifts, there's no doubt about it, but we're preferring to focus on the positive and work on that other bit.
What did you think of young Pierce, his first game, Alex?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Mm. But he did exactly what he's been doing down at the lower level. He came up with method, strong method and application, and, you know, good body work, good ground level play, took some intercept marks, and probably his ball use could have been a little bit sharper, like backed himself in a little bit more, but that's only natural. So he played to our method, and that's the benefit of the alignment. But they play how we want them to play rather than getting told to do something else and then trying to come up. So it's a real win for the alignment.
How good was he? And he's 200 centimetres tall when he went to ground and he sprung back to his feet, he won the footy and came away from defence. Now, that was a sign that this is a bloke that has a fair bit of dexterity for a man of that size, hey?
Yeah, he's very nimble. He's 196, 197, but look, he's lightning quick. He's very quick and a great tank. He'd be in our top 10 runners. So, look, he's still got plenty to do. He's put on 9, 10 kilos since he's been here, and you know, what is it, year and a half or whatever. So he's got probably another 5 or 6 kilos. But look, he tasted it, we're pleased. You know, there's a good chance he'll go out this week with McFarlane coming back. But that's the way it is.
Now, Matthew Pavlich, I know he had a little bit of a sleep last week, but it didn't affect him. Maybe it should happen more often.
I wouldn't be going to say that. Look, he led from the front. And the way we're playing him, he's got a lot of his speed and power. He's not as fatigued, and we're seeing the benefits of it.
You've spoken about McFarlane coming back, Ross. Obviously, you've got some longer-term injuries, and you've got the likes of Zach Dawson and that getting closer and closer all of the time. How are they positioned?
Yeah, well, it's a day off today. I'm in the club, so I'll get a full update tomorrow. My understanding is rehabbing. He's a little bit sore after a strong session over the weekend, but we think he'll be okay. So we won't rush him, but we're optimistic he'll play this week.
Would he come straight back in, or would he go via Peel?
Oh, I think he'd be experience in the Manger Crabs, to be truthful.
Oh, they didn't go so well, beaten by Subi on the weekend, Ross.
Yeah, a little young team, and what I like about Peel, they're playing some of the good local kids from down south and giving them an opportunity. And, you know, Jetta's, look, who they brought, Jetta's been fantastic. Mm. These pressure and hardness and experience has really helped us, but they've got a few young kids from the area, so rather than just top up with experience, and they've got a few of their wily veterans. So we're happy with the way it's progressing, and Cam Shepherd's doing a good job.
Good part is that Mzungu and Weller and blokes that we spoke about or have spoken about week after week, Sheridan, Crozier, I mean, they keep on, and Langdon, they keep on getting their share of the footy, don't they?
Well, they've been steady. Look, they've been smacked the last 2 weeks. I don't think everything's rosy down there, but it's young players go up and down, and as long as they're learning how we play and they're displaying a competitive spirit, we're happy. Look, Crozier, I had a chat to him over the weekend. He's important to us, and his last couple of years, he's built slowly, then gets going. So Tom Sheridan played really well on the weekend, so we're really keen to get them in the team.
How have you assessed Tabiner's month, and are you happy, and do you go with him again?
Yeah, I haven't really done the month. That's Peter Sumich's job to really analyse him and tell me whether he's going any good or not. So that's, you got to pass the buck sometimes.
Yeah. But what does your eye tell you?
I don't know. I'll wait till Peter comes in tomorrow and see what he's got to say. I wouldn't want to preempt anything. He's been workmanlike.
He's been pretty good up until, I didn't think he had a great game on the weekend, but geez, mate, not everyone can play well every week.
Correct.
One bloke that has, though, is Nathan Fyfe. Now, I had this debate with a few blokes, and we'll probably continue. How can he get better?
Of course he can get better.
Well, where's he going to get
better? Everyone
can
get better.
Can you tell me where?
Mark a few more, tackle a bit more.
Yeah.
Nathan's always working on his game, so.
Yeah.
And look, typically he's a good shot for goal, but the last couple of weeks he missed a couple, so he'll work on that. Mm. His stoppage work has clearly got better this year compared to last year. He had 6 centre bounce clearances on the weekend.
Yeah.
So he's getting, he used to do it with brute force, but he's getting some real method to what he does. He's modelled some of the best clearance players, had a look at them, and you know, his contested marking's good. He can continue to work on his decision making. Everyone can do that.
But I think he's at the top of his game, Ross. He's playing exemplary footy. He's ragdolling players. His strength is something that is quite incredible, in that he's not losing his feet. He's got 3 blokes hanging off him. He wins the ball and then runs away. He's got that, you know, he's just got that ability, that rare ability that a lot of players aren't born with.
Well, one day he'll be a dual best and fairest player. Well, that's happened. I thought you had the crystal ball out. No, that's already happened.
No, come on, yeah. No, look, but he's playing good
he
footy.
He can work on his work rate. You know, he can elevate there. There's no doubt he can, with his capacity, work harder for longer, like all of us can. So he's got plenty of improvement in him. But look, he's a very, very good young player. We all acknowledge that. But he's got plenty. And Nathan, but we don't need to broadcast him over Perth Radio. He knows he's got plenty of improvement, but he's doing a lot right, clearly.
On the road this week, Ross, your observations of the Doggies?
Very impressive. Very impressive. Their pressure's been super. If you don't use the ball well, you'll cough it up. You know, they're running hard, they're quick, and they're vibrant. So it's a big challenge. They're playing on their home deck. It looked like a fair early in the year we were going to get shunted down to the Cadinia Park of the Western Oval. So, you know, well, that's like, Brad, we wouldn't have liked to get out there, stuck in the wind tunnel. We'll see some cold BB cans over the fence. But we'll be at Etihad, so that's fantastic. Should be a ripping game. And we understand we're in for a big challenge, but we're really keen to accept the challenge and get to Etihad and prove ourselves again.
Ross, we thank you for your time. Good luck on the weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
Ross Lyon there from...